This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Jesus, the Son of God, entered this world that first Christmas to give us just what we needed. Thus far, in our sermon series, we've considered the peace of forgiveness in Christ, the truth of His gospel, and the blessings of a full life with Him. Please join us for the final message in this series entitled, Just What I Needed, Strength.
That first Christmas, Jesus came into our world to give us just what we needed. Hope, forgiveness, truth, and life. Today we're going to take one last look at what Jesus Christ gives us when He steps into our lives. Stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank You for the gift of Jesus. As we step into another new year, it is so good to know that we have a friend who is above all others, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He is with us in all circumstances, Jesus Christ. Praise to You, Heavenly Father, for the gift. Amen. Our reading for today is a testimony from the Apostle Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 12. I know what it is to have little, Paul says, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Dear friends, in his book, A Scent of Love, Keith Miller tells a funny but true story about a mother who was having a very bad day. She piled the kids into the car that morning to go out to an animal farm. This animal farm was a place where the animals roamed freely and you could pay, get in and take the kids and they could pet them. There was also an elephant ride at this farm, which made it all the better. When they got there, they couldn't find a parking place. She was driving her little red Volkswagen Bug and managed to find a place away from the parking lot, squeezed in near a path, and off they went to enjoy the day together. Later in the afternoon, she suddenly remembered she was supposed to pick up her husband at the airport, and now she was probably going to be late. So she hurried the kids back to the parking lot and to the car, and when they got there, to her horror, she found that the whole front end of her little red Volkswagen Bug was smushed in. She angrily went to the powers that be and to find out what had happened to her car. They explained to her that Millie, the elephant, liked to sometimes perform tricks, and one of the tricks she had been taught was to sit on a little red tub for her audience. They explained when she saw the little red Volkswagen Bug, she could not resist, and she had sat on that car. They said, "But don't worry, lady, we'll pay for it, to have it fixed." She was irate. What a day. Well, she got back to the car, piled the kids in. It was still drivable because Volkswagen Bugs had the engines in the back then, and down the highway they went to pick up Dad. They ran into a bad traffic situation. Cars were lined up. There'd been an accident of some sort. By this time, she was just out of her mind and pulled the car over to the shoulder and began to drive past all these cars on the highway. She didn't even notice that there were two patrolmen up near the front. One was writing some details about the accident. Another was directing traffic. She zipped right by them. And the one that was directing traffic ran over to his motorcycle and turned on the siren and chased after her, finally pulled her over. He said, "Lady, don't you know it's against the law to leave the scene of an accident?" She said, "Officer, I didn't have an accident." He raised his eyebrows and looked at the front of her car. And he said, "Well, what's that?" And she said, "An elephant sat on it." Anyway, he proceeded to take out a little balloon, and she had to do a breathalyzer test. Have you ever heard the old adage, some days life throws a curveball at you? I would say that poor woman had a major curveball that day. And though we might laugh at some of these stories, sometimes life throws curveballs at us that are not so funny. They're actually kind of painful. You go to the doctor and he finds a lump. And he begins to use a word that begins with C that you dread hearing. Life is throwing you a curveball. Or you're standing at the graveside. That person that you had been married to for 50-some years, now gone. And you're facing your first holiday alone. You don't know how you're going to go on without her. And life is throwing you a curveball. And you're feeling weak. You don't know what to do. Or perhaps you are getting older, and with sometimes getting older comes the loss of taking care of yourself, and you're moved from your home now to assisted living, and life is throwing you a curveball as you adjust. Or like a friend of mine this past week told me, she had to give up her car. Life is throwing her a curveball. Or maybe you're a parent. You're worried sick about your kids. You did everything you could to raise them up in the faith, to be good citizens as well. And now they're in trouble. And they've walked away from the Lord besides. And life is throwing you a curveball. And you don't know what to do. Or maybe you're a young person and your mother and father have sat you down and tell you, "We're getting a divorce." And life is throwing you a curveball as you wonder what your future is going to look like. Or you're off to a college and you're homesick and you're not making those connections. You're missing your friends, family. Life is throwing you a curveball. I mean, again and again, life has its curveballs it throws at us. And when it does, it makes us feel weak and fatigued and inadequate. And we find ourselves scratching our heads, wondering, how do we get through what we're going through? There was a man named Paul from New Testament times. He knows exactly what you might be going through. He talked of having a thorn in the flesh, some sort of chronic pain that plagued him throughout his life. He was one who oftentimes faced hardships such as beatings for his faith in public, rejection from friends who didn't understand him any longer because he followed Jesus. He talked of jailings and shipwrecks and all kinds of horrible, no good, very bad days in his life. He was a follower of Jesus. He knew what he had discovered for himself. No one is exempt from facing life's curveballs, whether they're a believer or not. He found himself in jail and with the possibility of never getting out again, perhaps losing his life at this time, when a group of friends from a northern church of Greece sent him some support, some financial gift to help him. They were the Philippians. So filled with gratitude, he wrote him a letter back and made it into the New Testament. And in this letter, he says, "I want to thank you for your kindness, for your concern for me. But I also want you to know something amazing has happened. I've learned the secret of contentment, of facing plenty and want, abundance and need. You see, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Did you hear that? "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's his testimony. as he faces the curveballs of life. We sometimes hear this passage used in the field of athletics, like it's some sort of special power that we're going to have in order to score a touchdown or defeat someone in the boxing ring, like Evander Holyfield had it on his robe when he boxed Mike Tyson. Or it's used in the field of business by those who are wanting to get job promotions and be a success. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's not the context at all in which we find Paul sharing this verse. He's in jail. He may not get out. He may die there. Life is not working out, you might say, from the outside looking in for him. And as he faces this time of great need and want, he says, I can endure all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not about scoring a touchdown or getting a job promotion, this verse. It's about facing life's curveballs. And he's testifying to the power of Christ at work in his life. Behind this is a lot of history, a lot of stories about how Christ again and again was faithful and had gotten him through. As you read the book of Acts, as you read some of his other letters, how Jesus showed up, how Jesus was at work in him. You see, Paul said Jesus was not only God with us, Emmanuel, but he is God in us. He said, since I got to know Jesus Christ, since he came and stepped into my life and I went to work for him, he says, I have discovered that it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. He resides in me. He infuses me with his strength and his power to face all circumstances that life throws at me. Paul was given a testimony to the power of Christ during those times of life when things just don't add up. Paul was experiencing what Jesus Christ came to give us that first Christmas, strength. As that angel told Joseph in that story of Jesus coming, he says, "You're gonna cut. He shall be Emmanuel, God with us." He came to be with us, alongside of us, available to us, to not just get us into his heaven, but to walk with us through the rest of our lives. Paul said, "I'm experiencing that as I face the ups and the downs, the curveballs of daily living." Listen, let me cut to the chase here. That same Jesus Christ who strengthened Paul in those New Testament times, who rose from the dead after dying for our sins, is the same yesterday, today, and forever, available, present for every one of us. I'm seeing him at work in the lives of so many as I walk with them through the hardships of their lives in my own congregation. There's Al, who's battling cancer, who says to me, "I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have my faith in Jesus Christ at work in me." There's Dan, who's battling ALS, who says, "It's a Jesus thing that helps me to keep a positive attitude in the midst of all of this." There's Gabby, who says, as she's adjusting to college life in her first year, "I don't know where I'd be without Jesus." There's Irv, who I had breakfast with last week, who's lost his wife in the past several months, facing his first Christmas alone. And yes, he's hurting, but he says, "I don't know where I'd be without my faith, Jesus at work in my life." Again and again, I'm hearing these testimonies. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me in the here and the now. Recently, I heard a really great testimony in an interview that was done a while back with Rick and Kay Warren. Their son, who had mental illness, which is such a nightmare to go through for families, had committed suicide. And they talked about the horror of that, finding their son dead, and the pain that you have when that happens. And in an interview that they did together, Kay, the wife, said, "You know, people ask me how I'm doing, even, you know, several months later." She said, "I tell them I'm terrible, but it's okay. And then she said this remarkable thing. I tell them I'm devastated, but I am not destroyed. You see, behind a statement like that, that Kay Warren made, is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. She is being held up by the one who is there for her. She has a strong personal relationship with Christ Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, listen. Listen to me closely. That same gift of strength is available to you. And it comes when a person lives in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul says earlier on in that letter to the Philippians, I count everything as loss in comparison to knowing Jesus. He's talking about a personal relationship with Christ. Christ is not some figure in a history book or a painting on a wall. He's real. He's here, present and available to have a relationship with, Paul says. And that's what Kay Warren has found, and that's what people in my congregation have found. That's what I have experienced in my own life. It begins, first of all, if you want to have a personal relationship, asking him into your life. He wants to step in. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens that door, I'll come in and eat with him and he with me. In other words, we will have a personal relationship with one another. Maybe that's where it needs to begin for you. You've kept Christ at arm's length. He's knocking today. He wants to be in your life. He wants to strengthen you and give you eternal life. And if you're someone who's been walking with Christ, but it's been kind of a distant relationship, maybe today's the day to pursue a more personal relationship with him. What's the basis of a personal relationship? Well, it's just like marriage. What if I only talk to my wife or listen to my wife once a month? There's not going to be much of a relationship there. Hey, we need to talk with him. We need to open up our lives to him and give him everything that we're facing in our lives and entrust ourselves to his care and prayer. But we also need to listen to his counsel. He's promised to speak with us in a personal way as we live with him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in that Bible. He has things to share with us that can change our lives. He has promises for us to count upon, to call upon his name with, to build our lives upon. He has instructions, and he's told us a person who takes those instructions and puts them to work in his life is like a wise man who builds his house upon a strong foundation. And when the storms of life come up, it cannot knock that house down. He has words for us, wisdom, direction, questions to help us think through life priorities. And as we allow him to speak to us in a personal way and we take him seriously at his word, we find ourselves being drawn closer and closer to him, and we discover that this Jesus knows what makes life work best for us. And finally, as we live among God's faithful people, as we worship with them, as we enter into maybe a small group with them, and we discuss the Word of God together and lean on each other, see Jesus, we learn the truth of the promise, where two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst of them. We meet Jesus. Jesus is not hiding. Maybe we're the ones that are hiding too often. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. He wants to give you the ability to say with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thanks be to God for this gift. Take him up on it. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I don't know who might be listening to this message today, but I would imagine there are many who are facing curveballs that life has tossed in their direction. May they discover for themselves the strength that is offered them through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And as we call upon your name and live with Christ in your word, make us able to say like Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In his name we ask this. Amen. Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. He's promised he will, you know. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace and his strength. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer you come to believe you are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Christian Crusaders has been blessed by the financial and prayerful commitment of our listening family for the past year. As we look to 2016, we ask that you continue to remember this ministry as part of your weekly worship. We also ask you to share the ministry with your family and loved ones who long to hear the Word of God in this way. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. All donations to this ministry are tax deductible. Address your gifts to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. CDs and printed copies of today's message are available free of charge. However, a gift to help cover the production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. You can also find today's program and hundreds of past programs on our website. Visit us anytime at christiancrusaders.org. We are thankful you chose to join us today. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 80th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.